The silent majority needs a voice. The good news is Gruber is ready to go. Here's Steve.
Big Friday here in the program. And as I've told you in the past, if we had 6 hours, I don't think we'd get through all the good stories that we need to cover. Far and wide, near and far, I'll tell you that. My next guest, Chad Livengood, senior reporter, Cranes Detroit. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve.
And I had you stop in because you pointed out a story that you did here in the last couple of days. Very important. State utility regulators focusing on tens of millions of dollars that Michigan energy companies they donate to not-for-profit organizations and political campaigns. And a lot of people call this dark money, right? That's what they call it. And Consumers Energy had given more than $40 million to just one such entity. Let's start the story there.
Yeah, so for the last 5 years, Consumers has been pouring money into a 501c4 nonprofit, which can engage in political activity to the extent that they engage in what's called issue advocacy. So they get to put out advertising in mail, print, even television, and also radio. And basically the ads say, you know, Steve Gruber's a nice guy.
He is.
Steve Gruber's done a lot for his community.
He has.
And it stops short of saying vote for Steve Gruber.
Right.
Or they run ads saying Steve Gruber, you know, has helped support, you know, big oil, and Steve Gruber has helped support big insurance companies, and they can run negative advertising, but doesn't say vote against Steve Gruber or vote for his opponent.
Right.
And so this isn't this type of electioneering is not regulated by the Federal Election Commission. It's not regulated by the state elections officials at the Secretary of State's office, and they don't have to register as political action committees.
All right, two things.
And be subjected to the transparency of how much they spend.
Right, right. I got two questions. Hold on. I got two questions here, Chad. I got to ask these two questions because they really come to the forefront here of what's going on here. First of all, what are they doing here as far as spending this money? What are they supporting? And the second thing that I see here, the prohibition is effective only for 2019. It expires January 1, 2020. This is not an election year. So isn't that odd?
Well, it's for the life of the rate case for these electricity rates that were it was built into a settlement for consumers' electric rates for this year, which it could apply all the way to the election in 2020 because under the way the Public Service Commission operates, they have 10 months to decide the next rate case. So it could actually extend all the way till the end of October of 2020 and essentially keep prohibition in place for this election cycle. What consumers have been doing, they had a group called Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy. And DTE Energy has a similar organization. They both happen to be incorporated the same law firm in Okemos. And there's another organization that was out there called Faithful Conservatives of Michigan led people to believe it was some kind of a social conservative organization. And really, it was most likely just Consumers Energy, and so they essentially use these sort of front groups to put out their messaging, helping or opposing candidates that they support or oppose.
Right.
And typically, the ones that they've been opposing have been the ones who have been advocating for opening up the electricity market to more competition. We have essentially a near monopoly in Michigan where DTE and Consumers control 90% of the electricity market.
Right. Here's my next question.
Sliver that people can get into.
Sure. Here's my next question for you, Chad Livengood on the phone. My next question is simply this: this is something that's been going on for some time. When I first saw this story in the headline, I thought, "Wow, this might be something that the new Whitmer administration has gone forward with and made happen." But this would predate that, wouldn't it?
No, these are actually appointees of Rick Snyder who put this prohibition in place. There's a vacancy right now in the Public Service Commission because Rachel Eubanks, former commissioner, became Whitmer's new state treasurer. So yeah, this comes from Republicans on the Public Service Commission, one of which is a former consumers lobbyist. What the Public Service Commission said was, the chairwoman said, was that they're concerned about the not just the use of the money, but the amount. And we don't have no accounting exactly of how it all got spent. There's only some of this spending that comes up in public records for radio stations and television stations. They have to disclose political spending to the FCC. But there's a lot of consultants and there's a ton of mail. They even hired canvassers to work against State Senator Tom Barrett, in door-to-door canvassing. So this is pretty intense use of money against a couple of particular candidates. Gary Glenn, former state representative from Midland County.
Yeah, I see that.
And his wife, yeah. they were very targeted. Gary was the chairman of the House Energy Committee and had lots of enemies with the big utility company.
In the interest of full disclosure, you've mentioned radio a few times. I don't believe that we ever received any of those monies here on this program. Just for the interest of full disclosure, Chad, just so everybody knows. And I got to leave it there for the day. Interesting development. I guess they're going to have to find another place to spend $40 million going forward. That is consumers, DTE, whatever they had, and so on and so forth. An adjustment in how they do business. But a great story. You can find out more at Cranes Detroit with Chad Live. And good, Chad, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Always a good. He does good work. Good story. $40 million to go after lawmakers and so forth. And I guess they're not going to be allowed to do that. Not in 2019, maybe in 2020. That's not determined yet. Again, you can find out more at Cranes Detroit with Chad Lyman. Good. 52 after on this Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good having you here as well. Quick break. We'll be right back. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill, and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings, and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad.